This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The international rights group, Human Rights Watch, released a report Tuesday saying they've documented numerous cases in which Ukrainian forces fired banned anti-personnel mines at Russian military positions in the fierce battle for the eastern city of Izhym last year. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova shared with VOA's Flashpoint program the reaction to that report from the Ukrainian government.
We have a reaction from Ukrainian ombudsman. Basically what he said, he mentioned that he has quite a lot of questions to this report. And he highlighted that the organization once again used a map of Ukraine without including Crimea. And this is definitely, creates a very negative reaction from the Ukrainian officials and from Ukraine in general. What he also said, and I would quote him, that Ukraine has real evidence that Russia is making every effort to discredit Ukraine, first of all, with the aim of weakening its military support. Therefore, we call on all partners to take this factor into account before drawing conclusions about any accusations against Ukraine.
As Ukraine won support Tuesday from Baltic nations and Poland in its quest to obtain Western fighter jets, there are no signs larger nations such as the U.S. and Britain have changed their stance of refusing to provide the warplanes to Kyiv after nearly a year of battling Russia's invading forces. When asked Monday about the sending of U.S. F-16 fighters to Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden answered simply no. When asked the same question Tuesday, Biden revised his answer to "we will talk." Meanwhile, in Paris, the French defense minister